Okay, yeah, that's just recording there. Yay.
Hello.
Hello, Jacob, we have an echo problem still on your side. Yeah. Oh, God, no.
Hello and welcome to Colorcast, where we will be
We are,
discussing
yeah.
the
We'll be discussing worldwide murders. So basically, I am your host. I am your host, Ambi. And is my
And
other
my
host,
name
pal.
is Jacob Henry, or you can call me Oliver.
Yep. Okay, so this
So
is
our first
our
episode is going
first.
to be
Okay, yeah. So our first case is coming from Scotland,
a
and it does go down into London at one point. But
Yeah.
it's mainly Scottish. Yeah, and so what we're gonna be doing, like at the end of this video, we're going to be saying the an answer to a game that we're gonna come up with at the beginning. So this is gonna be our first week of doing this. Oh God, I choked more. Oh God, sorry. So basically, today we are going to be talking about Jacob. Oh wait, I forgot to say my game
We're
is.
going to
I'll say my
It's
game
right, right.
like something. It's just go
Today we're
ahead.
going to be talking about Ellie. Right. Today we're going to be talking about Archibald, however you pronounce it, Hall. And he, also known as the Monster Butler, often as Roy Fontaine. We basically are going to deem all these murders the murders of the Monster Butler. It probably has another name, but who cares?
There's also the Killer Butler as well. He was known as that. So before we get into it, sorry. I'm going to. This is my little game that I came up with. And it's would you rather be, like, would you rather die like this way, or gonna give a choice between two, and we're going to say our answers at the end of today's podcast. So basically, Jacob, would you rather be impaled by a pole that came through your windshield, or would you rather be stabbed to death in an alley where no one would be able to find you for years? And
Oh my God, I don't know.
that you've got a long time to
That's
think about
hard.
it, so it's fine. Yeah. But you've got time to think about it, so
Come back to that at the end.
yeah. So we're gonna just jump into the case. So Archibald Thompson Hall, also known as Roy Fontaine, he was born on the 17th of June 1924. He was a Scottish serial killer and thief. He was born in Glasgow, Scotland. He became known as the Killer Butler or the Monster Butler. After committing crimes while working in the service to British aristocrats, at the time of his death, he was the oldest person serving a whole life sentence. Jacob, that's
Right.
your cue. It
Now
was a
we're
bit
going to be
late, no?
discussing. Yeah, I'm doing that. Right, now we're going to discuss Paul's criminal career. Paul's criminal career began as a thief at the age of 15. He soon progressed to housebreaking, capitalizing on his bisexuality. He then infiltrated the gay scene in London that he had stolen in Scotland. This is where we're talking about it goes down to London here.
Yeah, this is
During his
where
sentence,
it
he
goes
studied
down in film,
antiques and learned etiquette of the aristocracy,
I think that's just pronounced
as well as taking
etiquette.
the to soften his Scottish accent because he was talking as Amy. No, that's not Scottish at all.
No, this is Scottish, mate. How you going, mate? I'm gonna crack your jaw. I do not mean to offend anyone. Like, if we do speak like that, I
This
don't
is
know if we do.
Scottish. Yeah, because like he was like. I have to change that.
Yeah, I honestly did not mean to. Oh my God, I we should have probably put a disclaimer. We do not mean like any harm to anyone's family or anyone we talk about in this. And we do not mean to speak ill of the dead at any point in this. That's a disclaimer we need to now put at every beginning of the podcast. Because you kind of just have that. yeah. So that, Jacob, continue on. Probably should have mentioned that.
Right, so we're just going to discuss what about this criminal career. So he began as a thief at the age of 14. How young is that? School.
That? No, he didn't. I don't think he.
Went to school.
No, I don't think he ever graduated or anything. Because back in the 1920s, I think it was only women who went to school. I think he was probably like in a workhouse or something. So I don't think he ever got an education. So he was quite young when he started committing crimes, because he's technically at the age of Scotland, in the age of Scotland, sorry. basically, you are allowed to move out the house at the age of 16. You become a legal adult at the age of 18, and you can legally start drinking at the age of 18 as well in Scotland.
Yes. Well, see here, it says he studied antiques and the etiquette of the aristocracy, as well as taking, so his Scottish accent, so he'd obviously been in crime before, and when infiltrated the gay scene in London, he must have had to kind of go under his new identity and go under the name of Roy Fontaine. And that's why he had to soften the Scottish accent to make it like less the words.
Okay, so then this is our next bit. So upon his release, he began using the name Roy Fontaine after the actress Jonah Fontaine, and worked as a butler, occasionally returning to prison for further jail thefts. Sorry, further jail thefts, and married and divorced during this time. In 1975, Hall was released from prison and returned to Scotland. So this is where he's just like he's coming back up from London, which they never like. There's no evidence of him. I don't think that he was arrested in London at all, or like where he was imprisoned. Like there was nothing we could find on that. Anyway. So he began working as a butler to Margaret, or Peg, Margaret Peggy Hudson. So basically, then Hall had intentionally planned to steal her valuables, but never carried out this act when he realized that he looked like both his job and employer too much. So honestly, so it's
Crazy.
kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But there's not much to say on that,
No.
No. So let's
Well,
move
he's a
on to the
butler,
next bit.
that's why we call him the monster butler.
Yeah. We were also like researching other stuff last night. And basically, what happened was like this guy is nothing like the other people that I had came across while researching. There was a lot of worse crimes that people committed
But we thought
other
probably
than this
have like
man.
a more light-hearted one.
Yeah, like because there was I searched up just I just searched up. We decided to go to Scotland to start off with. We just picked something somewhere random, and so basically we thought, hey, let's just search up what to use. So Jacob went off and searched up on his own, and I went off and searched up on my own. We both came to terms with this one because it was far less gruesome than the crimes that other men and women had committed.
Yeah, they're the other ones were
Definitely.
really deep.
Yeah, they weren't really
So the
deep.
dress them.
Yeah.
So here's so. Let's while my information is still loading, we're just going to discuss which other serial killers and what different places do you think we're going to discuss? after.
Yeah. So,
this episode, where are we going to go?
Where are we going to go? Let's see. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to Kill Counter Marseille. I'm only joking. No, that is an amazing horror movie. I do recommend watching it. Anyway.
Gonna go to Riverdale. Basically, discuss the black.
So basically, I think we should go next to, I don't know why, but I'm just getting this feeling. Like, I just feel like I need to go to, New Orleans. We just need to go to New Orleans next, I think. Don't know why, but New Orleans seems like a good one to bring up next. We're going to be researching up New Orleans killers for next week. We're going to be posting these every Monday. And we probably start recording around about half one.
We might even start today we had to make the Zodiac come in. We really like...
Oh my god, yes, the Zodiac killer. Oh. There is a killer case I recently listened to on a podcast called My Favourite Murder. I really do recommend going and checking out My Favourite Murder. That is an amazing podcast as well. But also, they had told a case that was it was very quite gruesome, and I felt like being sick after it. But it's not their fault that this happened. This was before quite a lot of things. But it was quite disturbing, and I don't think I ever want to say it on here because obviously some people might get triggered or something from anything. We should probably also put a trigger warning if we're going to talk about bloods and stuff. We should probably put a lot of trigger warnings talking about blood and like assault and all that and like rape, it might just trigger some people. So trigger warnings are always good from at the beginning of the video and when we're about to start talking about this stuff. So this is also going to be a trigger warning for this bit over here because it does involve a little bit of murder at this part. So Jacob, has your information loaded yet?
Yes.
Okay. So let's meet good old David Wright.
Right. When David Wright, an acquaintance from his last prison term, was also given a job in the estate as a gamekeeper in 1977, the two had an altercation after Wright stole some of Lady Hudson's jewellery. Oh my goodness, that's
jewellery.
And threatened to tell her about Hall's own criminal past if Hall reported him. Hall took Wright on a rabbit hunt in a trick attempt at coming to an amicable solution. Once out in the field, he shot Wright dead and buried him next to the stream in the Curtleton House grounds. Paul soon left his job after Lady Hudson discovered his criminal past. Based in London again, he combined more thieving and racketeering with working as a butler to the 82-year-old Walter Scott Elliott and his 60-year-old wife, Dorothy. Scott Elliott had been the Labour MP for Accrington from 1945 to 1950, was wealthy, and from an aristocratic Scottish background. Paul's plan was to rob the couple their money and retire, but in the end, he cut both of them after Dorothy Scott Elliott walked in the hall as an accomplice, Michael Kittle, as the two men were discussing their plans.
Okay.
Kittle started on career as a murderer when he immediately put a pillow over her mouth and suffocated her.
No, I think that is quite deep. I'm just looking for... Okay, arrest. Yeah, okay. So, Hall and Kittle placed Donald's body in the bed of a car. Again, drove to Scotland to carry out another burial. However, Hall had made it. Kittle replaced the car's number plate with... which contained three nines because he believed it was unlucky. This meant that the tax disc and number plate did not match. The wintry weather made driving horrendous, and so on reaching northern sorry, North Berwick, yeah, North Berwick and Estates Luton, they decided to check into the, I'm sorry,
Blenheim.
I'm sorry if I pronounce anything wrong as well, Blenheim House Hotel on the north side
Blenheim.
on the north side of High Street. Of the High Street overnight, their left, their lee, their, I'm so sorry, I cannot speak today. To le least lessen their chances of being in an accident. Sorry, yeah, so, however, the shifty moments of Hall and Kitty O made their hoteler suspicious and worried about whether he would be paid for the stay. He called the police as a
Caution.
precaution, sorry. Yeah, a precaution. When they arrived, the tax desk and number date, no, number plate. I'm so sorry. Number plate did not match. Ketio and Hall. They took Ketio and Hall in for a questioning. Then they took the car, station only 200 yards away from the same side of the high street. like, should we, like, obviously, I don't know if a lot of people know what a high street is. Like,
Ambi, I think. Well, High Street is just a big street. Let's make it that way.
Oh, the high street. Like, the high street could have shops on it or stores, whatever. Okay, so this is where the police then made the discovery of Donald's body and the bit of the car. Ketio.
Ketchup
Oh,
was involved.
I'm so sorry. You can continue on from there.
Hi. So
Oh.
Kato was actually arrested, but Hall escaped through a laboratory window. That's a toilet for younger listeners out there.
Yeah, we thought
He was captured at a police station in nearby Haddington. The police made a connection between Hall's car and the registration number of a vehicle noted by a suspicious antiques dealer in Newcastle-under-Lyme, to whom two men had offered silver and china at a price well below its true value. The police traced the car to Scott Elliott's address in London and found the apartment robbed of many valuables and splattered with blood. This also linked the murder of Coggle, whose body. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, it says
Coggle,
Coggle.
whose
Yeah,
body had
I
already been.
thought it said Goggle when I read that last night. It is kind of weird.
His body had already been found and had been previously registered as a housekeeper from Scott Elliott's. The police had evidence that three men, including a drugged Scott Elliott and a woman, had stayed at a Scottish hotel for one night. But the following night, only two men, Hall and Kettle, returned. Hall tried and failed to commit suicide while in custody before revealing the whereabouts of the three
Can you not
died
laugh at the
victims.
death of someone?
No, I'm laughing because I own them. In deep snow and bitterly cold weather, and with the media watching, police teams dug up the bodies of David Wright and Walter and Dorothy Scott Elliott. They charged Hall and Kettle with five murders.
Okay.
That bit confuses me.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing, especially there's also other information we found where it was said that Hall had committed several murders whilst he was working as a British butler, but he was only charged for five and they could only find five. So I'm not sure where the other two victims are coming from at all. That's I just wanted to point that out in there. So anyway, this is
That would be from the game Infiltration.
yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so Hall was convicted in the courts of London and Edinburgh. If most people, if people don't, some people don't know, Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland. For younger, that's for younger listeners, obviously, if they don't know that. He was only convicted of four of the murders. The murder of Dorothy Scott Elliot, and on her file, they were ordered to lie, and they had sentenced him to life imprisonment. In Scotland, he was recommended that he served a minimum of 15 years. So, basically, the courts in London had a different take on what Edinburgh thought. So, like, they obviously had to sort out one way. So, they just went with what London had went with. So, so basically, he was only sentenced. Scotland only wanted to sentence him to 15 years. And basically, the England judge had handed down the recommendation that has never been released, that he'd never be released. Ketio was given a life imprisonment for three of the murders. With no recommendation, minimum in Scotland and a 15-year minimum in England. So he was only meant to be getting 30 years at first. But the police said that in the evidence that Kittio was in... One second. Sorry if my throat's so groggy. I don't know what's wrong with that. And perverted way. Fortunate, to be able to go on trial as Hall was planning to kill him too.
Oh, backstabber.
I know, like, right. Well, to be fair, he had backstabbed, David Wright, who was also robbing that household.
Yeah.
Was also robbing a household and threatened to go and tell for stealing stuff, even though he was already stealing stuff as well. So he just ended up getting killed in the end. So right. At least he got imprisoned instead of getting murdered.
Home secretaries put Paul on the list of dangerous prisoners who should serve a whole life tariff. But unlike some criminals on the list, did not alter Paul's prison status at all. As it the tariff set by human rights. Paul's status as a prisoner unlikely to be released never changed, despite being the oldest prisoner on the published list. In 1995, the Observer newspaper published a letter from Paul in which he requested the right to die. He made numerous unsuccessful suicide attempts. Paul published his autobiography, A Perfect Gentleman, in 1999. He died of a stroke in Kingston Prison, Portsmouth, in 2002, at the age of 78. By this date, he is one of the oldest of more than 70,000 prisoners in British prisons, and the oldest to be serving a whole life tariff.
So there was... Like, I honestly didn't know this about this case at all. There was actually going to be made into a film. In 2002, a British actor, Malcolm McDowell, and Hollywood screenwriter Peter Bellwood announced that they would be seeking a director and funding for a film based on Hall's life. In 2011, McDowell started the film... McDowell stated the film was currently being made and would be named The Monster Butler. After some production work had taken place, the film was cancelled because of the lack of funding, leaving some crew members and employees unpaid, which I think that's kind of unfair because they've worked.
That's unfair.
Like, they have worked. They've worked in... took a lot of time out of their day to make this whole entire thing come to real for it to only be cancelled and them not getting paid. Like,
I know.
So That's the end of the case.
That's the whole case
That's the
of
whole case.
Marshall's story.
Yeah. So, Jacob, have you thought about your answer for the beginning of the game today?
I think I'll say A.
So you would rather be impaled with a pole coming through your windshield?
Yeah.
I would have to go with the same because, it's just see like if you've been stabbed to death and your body's been left in an alleyway that no one's gonna find you in for a year,
Yeah, that's
like that's not gonna give you your family any closure, like one bit. So it's just I even got so into this recording today. I didn't want any background noise, so I switched off my TV and. Yeah, so I think I'm actually going to now tidy up my room because it's just a mess and my floor needs hoovered. It's just I need this done. So yeah, I hope you all enjoyed this case. Please go check it out and please go follow this podcast if you want to see more or want to hear more of these cases, and we really do appreciate it because we spend time
The more
into
followers, the more titles we got,
researching this as well, and we don't mind going out of our way to actually do this. This is a fun thing to do. It's not fun to tell. Well, it kind of it's a passion to tell stories like that, but. We honestly do mean no harm to any families or that who have been mentioned in here.
and would you, can we just take like a minute silence for those that died?
Yeah. Okay.
Got a minute.
I also quickly wanted to say, I you've made me forget, Jacob. You've made me forget what I was going to say. Yeah, so the what did you do? Anyway, we do like telling these stories. Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry for burping so much. But we do like to tell these stories and we like going and researching this stuff up because it gives a bit more knowledge in what you just sent me. It gives us a bit more knowledge and it can give you a bit more knowledge on everything about these people and what goes on in the whole entire
Exactly.
world. I remember what I was going to say now. Like, just imagine to every really bad criminal, killer, serial killers, cannibals, all that. Imagine how many lives that affected to their family members, generations to be going on. They've had to probably change their names so many times, like their last names so many times because of what one
Yeah.
family member has done. That is
They would.
just like that would be hard to live with. But usually, I think like doing this for half an hour, it would be like a good time. So like 30 minutes, for this to last for 30 minutes each time would actually be quite a good on run time. So
Yeah.
we've got a minute left. So, also, if like you do have any other requests, like
Any other questions, just messages on Anchor.
Yeah, just messages on Anchor. Like if you have any other requests
Or
of like
suggestions of
yeah,
cases
or
or
cases or like a
anything.
home tip, see if you have any hometown murders that you would like to share, we can share it on here. And like we will you can say if you want to be mentioned. It is completely up to you. We won't say your name if you don't want to be mentioned. Like you just don't want to be mentioned in it, but you still want to be told, that's absolutely fine. We will do it. And I think it's coming to an end now. So just a couple more seconds. So we hope you have enjoyed this podcast, and we will be uploading next week. Probably around about, I would say,
this time.
Yeah, around about this time, because we actually started recording a bit later today. We usually start recording at 1:30, and basically this should be up usually about 2 or just 2. It just depends when we actually finish talking, because this is a thing that I love doing, and
it gives you such a rush.
Yeah, it literally is the excitement. It would have been funnier if everyone could have heard us last night, bloody screaming our heads off because we're on Spotify. We're like, yes, yes, we're on Spotify. We're so amazing. Well, yeah.
If you're hearing this on Anchor or Spotify, just go to the different one and just tell us if you find us in any other podcast rooms.
Yeah,
have no idea what comes wrong.
Yeah, also follow us. Follow this podcast. We would really, really appreciate it, because this is we really do appreciate it. We've already got 2 followers. Oh, 3.
That's great.
We've got 3. No, 4 followers. Sorry, we've got 4 followers already. From 3 are from Spotify, I think. And 1, I think, is from on here. I'm not sure. But I honestly, I hope, you enjoyed this. It's just, this has just been amazing. And we've nearly been going on for, this is nearly 32 minutes. But honestly, yeah. And I think, we should cover a horror movie every so often. I think we should cover a horror movie. I think we should cover a horror movie every so often, one that's been based off a true experience, like The Conjuring or that.
This is just gonna wrap up the first episode of Killer Cat. We hope you enjoyed.
Yep.
Tune in next week for more.
Yeah. Okay. So we hope you. Sorry, I'm sorry. We hope you all enjoyed this. Have a lovely evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Pardon me. And I hope you enjoyed this. Tune in next Monday, round about 2, 10 past 2 to 2. Oh, wait, I just know something.
For our next podcast.
Yeah,
for our next episode.
Just tune in the next episode when you see it uploaded. So, this concludes this episode. So, oh god, my phone charger just fell out. So, how are we gonna end this? That would get copyright. Actually, will it? No.
Anyway, all stay safe, and we hope you're all enjoying.
Yeah. Honestly, just stay safe. Stay very healthy, especially going on right now with the coronavirus. So stay safe, stay indoors, have a cool evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are in the whole entire wide world. This has been the Killer Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Ambi.
And I am Jacob Henry. Hope you enjoyed.
I hope you enjoyed. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.